Okay, today is Chaf Vav Tishrei, October 5th, November 2nd, our third day studying Sefer Aleishur on page Ches, the second full paragraph. Rav Volba talks personally. Mechaber Sefer Zeh, the author of this Sefer, B'yoset Tzair L'yamim, when he was young, Ruach Sarah Heviyasa L'tzoch Mechitzas Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anakim, a stormy wind brought him into the realm, into the Mechitza, the presence of the man who is great among giants, Admar Ma'ari Nenu, our master and teacher, the light of our eyes, Machaye Mason Bamamaro, Marin Rabbi Rucham Halevi Zechatzadak, Lakash Lurach, Lachayel Mabo, famous Rabbi Rucham Lavavitz, Mashkiach, Yeshivas, Mir Hakadosha. Katan Hayev, a Katan Nishar. Let's talk about himself. He was small and he remained small. We should all be so small as Rav Volba. Ulachlal Talmidav, and to the general realm of his Talmidim, to be called, quote-unquote, the students of Rabbi Rucham, who were great giants and great Gedolim in the world, he didn't merit to enter. But to a different person, to become an Ish'acher, he also became. He's alluding to a pasuk. From my own flesh, I see God. He's saying from his own self, he saw what is the revitalizing do the talatchia of the Torah sa'adam, the Torah of what man can be, v'chai ha'adam ha'gadol, and the life of a great person. L'misha zachal estofef betzila. Somebody who merits to take shade under him, to be in the presence of a person like Rabbi Rucham. Shonim mispar zocha liros v'lishmoa es admar noach eden nishmaso eden ara lo salamara. In a few years, countable, in innumerable years, just a few years, he merited, he's talking about himself, he merited to see and hear Rabbi Rucham until he was nifter. He was only there the last couple of years of his life. In another few years, he merited that the greatest of his Talmidim brought him near. Reb Chatzkel Levenstein and others who were Talmidim of Rucham also helped Rav Volba and his Musar. And then another strong wind came and cast him to faraway places. He had an interesting life, Rav Volba. But umen hayom ahu ad hayom lo nila milashis etzis benafsho. But from that day until today, he is not tired of seeking strategies for himself. Ketzad yuchol hachayos laatzmo es hargoshos hanelos shoromamus. How to give life for himself of those lofty feelings of highness, ha'irav, ha'simcha, or happiness, ha'slavas, and it's like energy, ha'slavas, ha'pnimis, ba'kodesh, a holy inner energy, shenis oru belibo, that were roused in his heart, b'machitzas admar, v'talmidah ha'gedolim. And he was within the realm of Rabbi Rucham and his great Talmidim. Again, he was a person who had such an impact on people. They were never the same. Chipus derech zeh, the search, the pursuit of this derech, uchamuvan al pi ha-yesod v'sheniach admar nishmaso eidim v'ma'amarav ha-kadoshim, and understandably, not just the impression he had from Rabbi Rucham, but following the foundational principles that Rabbi Rucham established in his Ma'amarim, his holy Ma'amarim. We learned some of the Ma'amarim from Chevr Ma'amarim here a few years ago. Some of Rabbi Rucham's writings are easier to understand than others. If you read the Das Torah, which is the Sefer on Chumash, some of those were shmuzin, I believe he gave to the Chutznikim, for the guys like the Americans who came to the Mir. That was like the more basic stuff. Some of the other Ma'amarim, like you read it, you're not sure what he's saying. That was the more advanced. But Rabbi Rucham did leave a lot of teachings that are in writing by Talmidim. Kefi havanaso hadala shal machaber, per the limited, he calls it, poor understanding of the author, meaning I followed his Ma'amarim the way I understood them. Hu asher hidrich as a machaber b'gishaso, that's what guided the author in his approach, Latiris Abodoso Shel Atamid Chochem B'Tkufosav Hasharnos, to describe the work, the service of a Talmud Chacham in his different periods and different eras of his life. One of the beautiful things about Al Eshur is it's meant to be a guide, how you approach Tefillah and Torah and different things. One of the Rabbonim in his Haskama, Rav Yoel Kloft, quotes the line from the Ramchal in the introduction to Derech Hashem, that the difference between seeing a flower here and a tree there and a plant there versus seeing a botanical garden that's all organized, that's the difference between just knowing a little something here and there versus having it all systematically set up. And as he's praising the Sefer, that it's a system, it's not isolated Musar teachings. So you can see from the, he's already made two references to the idea of being Madrich at Talmud Chacham in different periods of his life. Lifrod is kol asher nimtza b'sefer zeh miyesodoso shel admar nishmaso eden e'efshar ki rabim, to detail all that's found in this sefer from the yesodos of Rabbi Ruchim is impossible because there are many. V'makori yispol me'ezer perek o maimer b'miyuchad, if the reader is impacted, is affected by a specific chapter or maimer, specifically yedana, he should know ki yegila oznav Haid Kolosh Midvar Vakadoshim. What's reaching his ears is a weak echo of Rabbi Ruchim's words. He's attributing whatever greatness it is to Rabbi Ruchim. Vehine Zesh Shanim Shashkocha El Yonah Hamidah Samachaber Vamokum Torah Be'eretz Hakadoshim. This is already numerous years that Hashkocha, Vavofti Hashkocha, brought the author to a Mokum Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Again, he ended up like being a rav in Sweden for a while. Then when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he founded Be'er Yaakov, which Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro is one of the greatest Rashi yeshiva in the world. The nephew of Rav Chaim Brisker came soon afterward, and that was one of the great yeshivas for a while. He was in Hanover for a little while. And then eventually, I don't think this had happened yet, he made Batei Musar, the same way Rav Yisrael Salanter established like places where there were vadim and places to learn Musar. Rav Yerovolba did that later in life. But now he's already writing when he's in Eretz Yisrael. B'chol shnos isko im harabim b'inyone chinuch v'adroch l'torah. In all of the years of his busyness with the masses in matters of chinuch and hadrocha in Torah. And it's funny, like from early on he was already writing things on chinuch and explaining hashkafa matters of the Torah in very deep ways. There are there's a sefer called Bein Sheshes La'asar, which means between the 6th and the 10th. It's a whole hashkafa work. It means between the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War. He wrote all kinds of interesting mamar. He wrote on chinuch. There's some famous works. So in all of the years that he had busy with chinuch and guiding people in Torah, Umedes Chayavas Admar Nishmas Oedin Lefne'enav. It's the chavaya is really an experience. The experience or the life of Rabbi Ruchim stands before his eyes. Utfila charishes belibo, and there's like a silent prayer in his heart. Ki habocher b'Torah yizakehu loses belev shomav, that the one who chose the Torah, meaning Hashem, should give him merit to put into the heart of those who listen to him. Meaning Rabbi Ruchim is hoping that the people who listen to him will have in their hearts me'ein shviv osam ma'ar shabatorah, a little bit of the spark, like a fraction of the spark of the light of Torah, shehu atzmo zachalo bimei alumav, that he himself merited. Mei alumav means in his early years, in the years of his youth. Ach imze lohelem einav mehatemura hakabira shechola bein kosli beis hamedrash. Notwithstanding this, he has not hidden from his eyes, meaning I'm not missing the fact of the mighty chain. Tamura is an exchange, from one thing changed to another, that has taken effect within the walls of the Beis Medrash. Ubelibos lom de hatara luumas hatkufa shelefnei hashoah, in contrast to the period before the Shoah, before the Holocaust. I remember people asked Rav Zelig Epstein at times, why don't we do X or Y that they used to do in the mirror? And you'd think he would tell, yeah, do what we did. And he would say, it's a different era. That's not what today's generation needs. So what he's saying is he's trying to recreate what he saw from Rabbi Rucham, but Rabbi Rucham believed in applying it to the recipient as is appropriate to him, and things have changed. Rabbi Rucham was in the height of the yeshivas pre-war, and things have changed. Hama'atshen is chadish l'machaber b'yisodos. The little bit that has been a chadish. In other words, Revolva also has some of his own chidushim. B'yisodos al pidivrei Chazal v'Rav Hussein HaRishon v'Achronim alei mashalim. In the words of Chazal and our great teachers, the Rishonim and Achronim, v'al kulam haseder shel hatzaras hadvarim, and among all the organization of the presentation of these things, it's what necessity bore. And the way he's going to present it is because that's what the times need. Which, I mean, I think it's very true. I don't think in Rabbi Rucham's time people would write a sefer like this. This is kind of like spoon-feeding what Rabbi Rucham was doing, and I think he's saying the times need it. B'shtadlusa l'karev es advarim el b'nei dareinu zeh. In his effort to bring the matters close to this generation, Hagadalim basviva ubaavira hamashuna lachalutin, who are growing up, who are being raised in an environment and in an air that is entirely different. Lachalutin means absolutely. Mizu shalatkufa lefnei melchemes haolam hashniyah, from that of the period before the Second World War. Nidma, it seems, kigam eila sheshamu esadvarim baalpeh. Yirukan davar chadash. Even the people who heard these words about Pat, I mean, there are people living who are talmidim of Rabbi Rucham. He says, so even people who heard these teachings will see here something new. Bihitzdaref hadvarim utmuna shleimu l'derachayim usuderes. By taking the things and combining them into a complete picture and in a way of life that's organized. Bihiratzon shekari hachibur hatzoa demalei shor. It should be Hashem's will that those who read this compendium, who are stepping up on the let's call it the wall of being able to see, when they see before their eyes, when it's given a vision before their eyes of a true Talmud Chacham, that they'll be raised to come down from the wall and to seek the gate through which they'll enter into the incredible world of Torah. Which is the next section. This would change from just a look aleshur to actual guidance and how to do it, which we'll come back to next week.